Welcome back, everybody. It's Luke and Brian here on Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian, that's Luke over there. He's in the Solidarity Realty Studios at 1580 AM WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM Devil Radio. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. I'm over here in Waukesha, WAUK 540 AM, as well as 101 FM The Shaw. And just want to throw this song out there. This is going to be the new opener for any of the new shootings from here on out. It's going to be sponsored by Duff Beer. So whenever you do experience a tragedy, you can drown your sorrows in Duff Beer. Tragedy brought to you by Duff Beer. This is going to be, it happens enough that there has to be sponsors at this point, right? They have to get like this latest tragedy brought to you by Duff Beer. Am I getting too dark here? I mean,
you're in a very dark space. Monday morning, Brian.
We are living in the, like, right here. Can you believe it? In like coming in hard, like tragedy. Brought to you by Duff Beer. Tragedy. Right.
I don't think we're quite there yet.
No. Am I too soon? I'm just ahead of my time. Is that it? We're going to be so desensitized to this. There's going to be dancers. Welcome the tragedy dancing girls. All right. Nothing. And they have, like, mournful, like, you know, interpretive dances, and they all wear, you know, all black dresses and stuff like that. It's, like, you know, really mournful and stuff. Everybody cares a lot, but by showing it, by having beer-sponsored tragedy events.
I don't quite understand it, I guess, on how we can be so numb to it. It is frustrating, and I know you're looking for some humor to get out of the
No. I'm taking this from reality, because right now tragedy, we discussed this last week, the tragedy in Keel, Wisconsin, where a Title IX investigation was successfully shut down by bomb threats, because a town of 4,000 people were held hostage by people calling in bomb threats, to the point where a Title IX investigation about using gender pronouns or not, which, by the way, isn't a criminal investigation, it's just an independent investigation by regular investigators, it was shut down. And instead of going, wow, it was a tragedy that we got shut down because of a bunch of terrorists and things, and we couldn't, you know, litigate this through
terrorism,
because of domestic terrorism, we shut this down. We couldn't litigate it through the judicial system, like, you know, adults.
I don't even think it's a judicial system, honestly.
Litigating through any sort of independent adjudicator.
Yeah.
But, you know, hooray for us, we won. Because that's what Will did.
Well,
hooray for us, we won. Those three kids, they get to be bullies. Good for them. They say they won. Yeah. They won because tragedy.
And what Brian's alluding to is, we got a headline over the Wisconsin Examiner: bomb threats and harassment investigation into students misgendering. Will celebrates win. And the Will there is referred to as the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Conservative group here in Madison that goes and finds the culture wars and provokes them. And Brian, it was very disheartening. The fact that one of the deputy counsel for the Wisconsin Institute Law and Liberty, I'm going to dive down to the piece by Henry Redman over the Wisconsin Examiner, because I think the quote is a pretty telling. So the response from Will and its leadership following the investigation's close diverges from how the group responded to previous threats from people associated with a different political point of view. Last month, a group threw a Molotov cocktail through the window of a Madison-based anti-abortion group's office, starting a small fire and writing a message on the wall. Following the incident, Will President Rick Essenberg wrote on Twitter that defending these types of actions makes somebody a jerk.
Hey, wow. So what a bunch of jerks over at Will.
That's what Will's response was to the violence, the act of vandalism. That word was escaping my brain on this Monday afternoon, Brian. But the act of vandalism that took place in May at that office, they referred to it and they condemned that. But this is what Deputy Counsel Luke Berg for Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty had to say about the Title IX investigation being shut down in Keel, Wisconsin last week. We are pleased that the Keel Area School District has finally ended its misguided Title IX investigation. While the district's statement attempts to reframe the investigation, it was always primarily about mispronouncing. The district may not be willing to admit it publicly, but it has recognized that it has no legal basis to demand that our clients refrain from mispronouncing other students.
So you have no problem saying in public that your clients were mispronouncing and they're and also bullying the person in question. That's great.
Telling on themselves. They're telling on themselves because they essentially said, oh, well, regardless of the fact that you've closed down the Title IX investigation now, we're just going to tell you that, yes, our clients were mispronouncing a student in the Kiel Area School District, and we can continue to do it now.
Because, congratulations.
Because we took this case to the national right-wing media, and they had bomb threats, six bomb threats come in over the course of less than 2 weeks that pretty much immobilized the entire city of Kiel because they canceled school. They canceled graduation. That is still delayed, to the best of my knowledge. They canceled Yay. Memorial Day festivities.
Yay, says Will, as long as they win.
So that is what the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is saying about the decision.
Didn't even mention that this was a tragedy, that something happened, that anything bad
no,
happened.
No, didn't reference the violence at all. The bomb threats, not mentioned in that statement.
It's like Aaron Sorkin making an entire thing about Moneyball without mentioning that they had pretty much two or three Hall of Famers on their pitching staff. But anyway, you know, don't worry. The Oakland A's were just magically really good because Scott Hatterberg could get on base. Or it could have been the Hall of Famers and their pitching staff. I don't know. Maybe Miguel Tejada maybe could have been mentioned at all. But anyway, my thing is maybe you could have mentioned, I don't know, the bomb threats that shut down the investigation and not because they found in your favor, you jerks. And using your own lawyer's words, you guys are jerks.
Yeah.
Because if you're celebrating this type of thing, you're jerks.
Yeah, according to the president of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. So we got a couple of callers lining up, Brian. Let's get over to the phone lines. We got our friend Bill in Oconomowoc calling in first this afternoon. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Kind of what you're talking about directly. I'm going to be redundant for until the elections are over. We got to get these guys to check one box. Protect kids, protect guns. You got to make a choice. I want to ask Rebecca. I want to ask Michaels. I want to ask all of them. Who are you going to protect, guns or kids? And if you check kids, tell me how. We've had enough of these idiots. I don't even think they're valid anymore. I mean, these guys, some of these guys, I don't think are worthy of us even listening to because they're so radical. And kind of what you're talking about is right-wing extremism.
Yeah,
that comes from the FBI, not me. So anyhow,
Bill, you're breaking up,
yeah,
man.
We're breaking you up there a little bit on the connection there. But it will be to be determined whether or not we're going to hear from Tim Michaels because, you know, if the Wisconsin Elections Commission decides later this week that those signatures he submitted are indeed not valid, he's not going to be running in any primary anymore. He's going to be off the ballot.
Again, like I said, I would prefer him on the ballot. I think it makes the
Brian's popping
care.
His popcorn.
but I'm more – but again – if you can't get something that basic taken care of and you can't seal yourself off from criticism that basic, what are you doing, man? Anyway, 844-967-2789. Let's go with Mark from the SAC. How you doing, man?
Yeah, you kind of ripped me away from some of the thoughts I had. So this group is not decrying the act of violence that caused the city of Kiel to shut down this investigation. They don't say boo about that. I mean, and I don't know, did they ever come up with a perpetrator on the vandalism at the anti-abortion facility?
I don't know, and some small group claimed responsibility.
An online group claimed responsibility, but authorities here in Madison and I believe federal authorities have yet to be able to corroborate that claim.
But either way, that too is stupid. I'd rather have them shut down because of their own, you know, we have no support rather than we got firebombed. You know what I mean?
Precisely. I mean, but this, you know, cause as somebody who was bullied when I was in school, I mean, for various things, you know, not, you know, that I am not gay, but I mean that back then it was, you know, everybody was calling, you know, he's calling people that kind of thing. And this is back quite a while ago now. That decades ago now, it was bullying back then. And so the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is approving of bullying. I mean, that, well, you know, the kids, a lot of the kids these days are a lot more to use the phrase, woke than we are. I mean, because some of the stuff doesn't matter to these kids, but for some of these kids, if you're in the bully mode, you're going to pick whatever kind of way you can victimize people. They're going to do it. And the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is defending the bullies. They're defending little jackasses that think they can bully other kids.
Yeah, and I mean, basically all you had to do, and thank you for your call, Mark, I appreciate it, but, you know, all you had to do is just say, hey, don't don't talk to that kid. Leave the kid alone, stop bullying the kid, and move on.
No, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty didn't want the school district to be able to intervene and say that, though. They defended the three eighth graders that were insisting that they could use whatever pronouns they wanted, and rather than actually allow the school district to do the investigation and find out if it equated to the level of harassment,
which again,
they took it to the...
They never got to that point, because again, these things are thorough. They have to talk to everybody involved.
Right, and before that investigation could be completed, they took it to the national right-wing media, and they got it so they ginned up the individuals that were willing to threaten violence so much that six bomb threats essentially shut down the city of Kiel for numerous days.
I don't think anyone wins when that happens at all. CJ from Madison, how you doing, man?
Great. How about you guys?
I'm all right, man. What's going on?
Well, again, we're living in a Democrat world, and it's only okay if Williams' grandson has whatever gun he wants to have responsibly.
What are you talking
but
about?
I love the fact you guys actually care about signatures now, actual validated signatures for the Michaels campaign, but you've had a problem with the investigation looking into signatures in past campaigns.
I didn't. We actually brought that up at the same time, if you were listening at all, man. If you were listening at all, CJ, earlier, hold on, CJ. We actually talked about this earlier. We brought up the fact that during the county executive race in Milwaukee, there were some signatures that were, they used the same group of contractors to get all their signatures. And like idiots, they used the same contractor, all three of them, and they got what they deserved off of the ballot. I said the same thing then, and I'm saying the same thing now. If you can't do something as simple as get your signatures in and get them right, then maybe you shouldn't be running.
Do you believe in voter ID?
Not the way you're talking about it, buddy. You have to give your ID to even register in the first place.
There you go. There you go.
CJ. What are you talking about, CJ? You have to bring your ID. You have to prove your ID to register in the first place.
Hang on, CJ. If you cared about voter ID so much, why was it a coordinated effort that voter ID all of a sudden came about in 2011, 2012? Why was it never a concern before? You went decades without the need to provide an ID to vote in this country, and it became a coordinated effort right around 2010 to 2012. Can you tell me why that is?
Because your party has campaigned on it for that long. Remember when?
Hey CJ, what do you have to do to hold on? When you register to vote, you have to show ID. When you register to vote, do you have to show ID? When you register to vote, do you have to show ID? When you register to vote, do you have to show ID?
Loading up buses.
All right, you don't even want to hear it.
He's not even talking about it. I will let you know, CJ.
Loading up buses. Loading up buses. What the hell are you talking about? Loading up buses. What are you talking about? Loading up buses.
I'm not going to deny that. I suppose you're not old enough to remember that. Or
what the hell are you talking about, CJ? My God. Jesus. You just believe anything that you hear on right-wing radio? Or just like, yeah. I don't have to look it up. I don't even bother.
The caravan. The caravans are coming, Brian. The caravans are coming.
Think of the logistics of that.
No, like, Americans.
Okay, if you wanted to go and bus 30,000 people in to make the difference for Biden and Trump, which is how Biden won over Trump because Biden won the election. Think of the logistics of bringing 30,000 people here by bus, you idiot.
Americans for prosperity, Brian. Americans for prosperity.
I can't take your calls anymore. I can't take your calls anymore, dude. You're done.
He's spouting out those Americans for prosperity talking points because that is when the Koch-backed group started pushing voter ID around the nation.
I bet you he was happy that Kiel, Wisconsin got shut down.
They partnered it up with the Tea Party movement, and that is why we have voter ID. Not because anybody's concerned about elections, because they're trying to prevent people from voting. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your calls. Unless you're CJ, but...
Bye, Clay.
We'll be right back.